You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
So now, here we see Mashabal Shalom. In few plagues, they did not get involved, such as the lice and the blood. And the reason was that because he was saved from the water and also he buried the Egyptian, so Hashem said, if you hit the water or the ground, they're going to say, ouch! And that's not nice. That's not being appreciative. You're causing pain for the water and for the ground. Right? Yeah? You cause pain for them?
For the malachim of the water, yes.
Pain? Like this? It's painful. So why Hashem did not permit him to hit the water or to hit the ground?
Kafskut.
Say?
Kafskut.
No, this doesn't have feeling.
It does.
Does? You have feeling? He says, no, he doesn't have feeling.
And you standing there, the rough standing,
smiling. No, it doesn't have feeling. Has feeling. So why? And not only that, so we dealing with a country that is doesn't deserve any credit. And the ruler of the country is a vicious man. So, you know, not only you should hit the water of the country, you should hit the ruler in the head. So now here, Ribbono Shel Olam says, no, he cannot hit the water. Why? Because he was saved from the water. You cannot hit the ground. Why? Because you saved the Yehudi and you buried the enemy under the ground. So now here is a very interesting psychology. And that is, let's say people they get up from the table. So now, what do they usually do? No, let's say you get up from the table. What do you do? No, what are you sitting at now? So what do you do with the chair? No, after you get up.
You push it back the chair.
You put it back and say, yeah. And then if you ate, on the table, what do? And say another sheikh, So now here, the psychology behind it here is that the Torah is teaching us a very interesting thing. And that is that you are evaluating how you get off the table. You put the chair, your chair back or not. You clean the table or not. When you get out of the kitchen or the places that you leave, is it after you leave is clean or not? So now, if the premises that you left is organized, is clean, so that means, what does it mean?
You have respect for the place
of the world. No. That means you related how you leave the table. If you leave the place messy, so that means you are
messy.
Yeah. If you leave the place organized and clean, no matter where it is, anywhere that you there, either 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, an hour, when you leave, so then it depends the premises, how does it look? So this is you. Does that make sense? Really? Is that true?
Yeah.
So that means anybody that you want to have any relationship with, or hire, let's say, to hire somebody, or even like pick a chatan, you give him food, and then you see how does he leave the table. Is that true?
Yes.
Makes sense? Really?
Yes.
Is it actually is the person?
Yeah.
That means when you leave the place not organized, not clean, this is you? What do you mean? I have a degree, I have 4 degrees. 4 degrees. Then you're telling me I'm the dirty plate? Does this make sense? Huh? You know, I have $2 million in the bank. Now you're telling me? Not me, I mean the guy. Now you're telling me I'm the messy table? I was in that place for 5 minutes, then I left, Hashem Yazor, and then you're telling me, you know, I'm like that? How could it be such a thing? So Tasha is coming to teach us, Moshe, if you hit the water, Chas v'shalom, you're this appreciative man. What do you mean? It doesn't have any sense. Let's say, doesn't matter, you put the chair back in the table nicely, calmly, or use your foot. Does it matter? Why? You know, you just, the purpose here is to put the chair back, no? Well, let's say you close the door slowly or you slam the door. Does it make a difference? But the purpose here, to put the chair back, to close the door. Hello, what does it? Or the drawer. Is it matter to close it quietly, calmly, or slam the drawer? Does it matter? Really? Why is it matter?
The representation of who you are.
Why? Because it's not that you use your foot to put the chair back. It's not that you're slamming the door. This is you. You slam everything. How do you say the term that you use when you use your foot? What's the term is used?
Kick.
Exactly. You do that to everybody. It's not only the chair. Everything. Unbelievable, powerful message. And here we see what Hatur Atena Lushan is teaching us. Even though, and we learn this where? In Makot, in the plagues, that Am Yisrael is supposed to come out and be dealing with a vicious man. But here, Rosh Hashanah says, no, that's not how it works. Show manners, show tarbiyat, show tarbiyat, because it's not that who you're dealing with. You represent yourself. And not only that, this habits, this routine, and constantly it happens, it's you. And this is the fact of the matter. And there's no doubt. When somebody treats the premises, the action, the way that he likes to, this is the whole mentality that he has. You slam the door, you slam everything. You shout, you get angry, you rush to your decisions. You don't let anybody speak. Why? Because you don't know how to close the door smoothly. Because you don't know how to put the chair back calmly. Because when you get up, you even don't think this plate has to be taken out. And you do this with everything. Because this is you. It's not that you don't clean the table. This is you. It's not that you leave the premises. Hashem Yarachem. How can you do this? And you see exactly the attitude identical to whatever your action in other matters are. And it doesn't matter. It says ouch or not. Because if you do things that even they don't have feeling, you do exact same thing to people that do have feeling. And you hurt them. You cause a night dream for them. Why? Because that's how you want to do things. And this is the most crucial thing, because when you get habited to such a habit, then to redo it and reprogram it is impossible. Very difficult. Very difficult. But you have to learn. You cannot. What was the term you used with the chair?
Okay.
Exactly. You cannot do that. Because when you learn to put it back with respect, calmly, so then, as Rabbeinu Dessler, have this says, that Adam nif'al kefi pe'ulato. What is this human being is all about? This, all the little things that you do, all these little things, they accumulate, makes you. And all the little things that you learn how to do it nicely, calmly, pleasantly, then your mentality, that's how it becomes. You eat fast, that means you talk fast. You make a decision fast. Why? Because That's your habit. So what you need to do? You have to try to eat with a teaspoon. Why? To learn? No. I have to work on this to calm myself down. And that's how you make a better, more pleasant, calmer character out of yourself. Hashem is like...
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.